1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. I'm going to break away from what we're normally doing on Wednesday night. I normally put a passage of Scripture on the screen, and we sort of dissect it and digest it. But tonight, we're going to go just a different route, talk about giving thanks. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, and we'll just deal with one verse of Scripture. Verse 18. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege to be together with my brothers and sisters in Christ tonight. Thank you for the privilege to be with Aaron and Sarah. God, we pray that as we meet together tonight, that you would bless us and, God, that you would help us. We are needy. And so we open up the Bible, we open up your word, so that you may instruct us, and that you may correct us, and you may edify us and strengthen us, that we may see you afresh and anew. May you do that for us tonight, and we would be grateful. Receive our worship and our praise, for you are worthy. In Christ's name and for Jesus' sake, I pray. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica says in verse 18, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And all God's people said, amen. Well, I've learned that some of you don't wait to Thursday to have Thanksgiving. Worse than a kid on Christmas. Some of you had Thanksgiving on Saturday and Sunday. But Thanksgiving is tomorrow, right? So I'm not going to just talk about tomorrow. I'm going to talk about any day, but I'm going to use tomorrow as the standard or the day in which we have Thanksgiving. So tomorrow, being Thanksgiving, thinking about that and all that will be involved in that, or if you've already had Thanksgiving, all that was involved in that, those days have the potential, and any day has the potential to be a very idolatrous day. Now, tomorrow is going to be special for me because I love Thanksgiving. Amen? I love Thanksgiving. I think if we could do it for a week, we ought to. Thanksgiving includes my three favorite things: family, food, and football. Amen? You get family and food and football and put them all in one day, what can get better than that? Justin and Kelsey and Tyler will be coming over. Me and Denise and Molly will be there. And all my favorite foods will be served. Now let me say, it's not a requirement for Justin and Kelsey to come over to our house on Thanksgiving. That's not an unwritten law or a requirement. I understand they have other obligations and they have other responsibilities, so they're under no obligation to come and eat with us on Thanksgiving. But this year they are. And I'm excited about it. So tomorrow is going to be a day that I will greatly enjoy. But there is a huge potential that I will enjoy the gifts of God and not enjoy God. There is the huge potential that I will make much of the gifts of God and not make much of God. There is a huge potential that God's good gifts to me will become a distraction from me focusing on Him. So with that potential, I think we have to be mindful that that is a possibility. And if we're not careful, it will become a reality. The way Paul says that you and I guard against making Thanksgiving a time of idolatry, or any day a day of idolatry, is to give thanks for all of it to God. Because every good gift comes from above. And these gifts are given to us to point us to Him and His goodness. And so, as good as the gifts are, as much as we enjoy the gifts, we must look away from them and we must look up to Him who has graciously provided them all. So Paul says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So let's unpack that a little bit tonight. Let me give you three thoughts. Let's look at the command, and then I want to look at the consistency, and then finally I want to look at the certification. Hopefully all those will make sense when I'm done. Let's begin by looking at the command. The word translated in your Bible, give thanks. One word in the Greek that is translated give thanks is an imperative or is a command. So, Paul here is commanding us on the authority of his apostleship, and God is commanding us, as he is the one who is truly speaking to us through the word that is written down by Paul. We are commanded to give thanks. We are obligated as God's children to obey this command to give thanks. If we don't give thanks, we are being disobedient. I find it interesting that Paul commands thanksgiving. And I suppose that the reason that he does command thanksgiving, and the reason God commands thanksgiving, is because we are by nature ungrateful people. We tend to indulge ourselves instead of being grateful. The reason that Paul and God have to command thanksgiving is that we are still in the flesh. We still have this old Adamic nature that is so selfish and self-centered. As the Bible says, this gift has been put in earthen vessels. And we are awful earthen. We are commanded to express our appreciation for the benefits and the blessings that we have received. We must identify the gifts and we must recognize where they come from. The Bible asks us this question: what do we have that we have not received? What do you have? What do I have that we have not received from the gracious hand of God? And here, Paul says that we should return thanks to God for what we have received, which is everything. So I think Christians, true, genuine believers, are to be known for their thankfulness and their gratitude for the gifts that they have received that they know they have not deserved. You see, being thankful helps us to stay humble. Because as good as the gifts are, we understand that we don't deserve not one single one of them. Paul explaining the essence of sin in Romans 1, says that sin is ultimately a failing to be thankful to God. It is the very essence of sin to be ungrateful, to be unthankful. Listen to what he said. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Their failure to glorify him was in the fact that they were not thankful for what he had provided. And he goes on to say that they became vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened. The command here is to be thankful. And to be, when we are thankful, it is for our good and for his glory. So if we are truly thankful, that's going to be good for us, and it is for his glory that we are to be thankful. If we are not thankful, we become vain in our imaginations and our foolish hearts are darkened. Listen to John Piper, who said, quote, when our enjoyment of something tends to make us not think of God, it is a moving toward idolatry. But if the enjoyment gives rise to the feeling of gratefulness to God, we are being protected from idolatry. The grateful feeling that we don't deserve this gift or this enjoyment, but have it freely from God's grace, is evidence that idolatry is being checked. Why does Paul command us to be grateful, to be thankful, to give thanks? Because it checks us against idolatry. So we have this command to give thanks, and I guess we will either obey it or we won't. But I would say that the idolatry has already started. Say amen. Tomorrow, as good as it will be, as enjoyable as it will be, has the potential to be a golden calf day. And it shouldn't be. Number two. Not only do we see here the command, give thanks, in the imperative, and in giving that command, God is helping us, our good, in checking us against idolatry, and to make sure we are glorying in Him. There is a consistency that Paul alludes to here in this passage of Scripture. We are commanded to give thanks in everything. Now, we tend to label things either good or bad, right? Because we have a certain perspective on things. But in actuality, to the children of God, God only gives good gifts to His children. And we might call them bad, we might perceive them as bad, but God hasn't given to those things to us as bad things. God gives us good things. He is a good God and can only give His children good gifts, no matter how we perceive them. So this command to give thanks is not just for Thanksgiving Day. It's not just for tomorrow. I should not just be thankful for tomorrow. It is a command that is obligating us to give thanks every day for everything. Say amen. So tomorrow is going to be a different day because it's rare that families are able to get together. You know, I think some of you had Thanksgiving early because Thursday you just wasn't going to work out to get together, so you had to find a day to sort of get together. So you got together. It's rare that we can get together. So it's different. It's rare that we're going to eat as much as that as we're going to eat on Thanksgiving. But to the believer, Thanksgiving is much the same. Because Paul tells us, in whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, we are to give thanks to God. So we don't need a proclamation from a president to be thankful. Here's another danger for tomorrow, or for your Thanksgiving. There is the potential that tomorrow will be a day of complaining. Say amen. There's a potential that tomorrow will be a day of complaining, because we will complain because the circumstances aren't exactly the way we want them to be. Maybe someone's not going to be there that you want to be there. Maybe you're having ham instead of turkey. If you are, I'm sorry. We even have Detroit playing Chicago, which is pitiful. I don't know why they would show those two teams as bad as those two teams are. But he says here, in all circumstances, we are to give thanks. He doesn't say to give thanks for all circumstances. You don't have to thank God for them, but you are to thank God in them. Even in trials and even in sufferings, in the midst of trouble, God wants you to acknowledge that He is still caring for you. Even in those circumstances that you're in, and you acknowledge that by giving Him thanks. And you know what Satan wants you to do? Satan wants you to doubt the goodness of God. And if Satan can distract us from glorifying God, from thanking God, he will. If he can get our attention off of God and onto the gifts, or onto what's missing or what's not right, all the better for Satan, right? So whether our days are prosperous or whether our days are adverse, we are to give thanks. And the key, I think, to this is that if we are busy giving thanks, we can't be busy complaining. So what we have received is what we have not deserved. Tomorrow will be a day that I will enjoy. I will have my children there. I will have my son-in-law there. I will have my wife there. I will have my dog there. There will be food that I love there. There will be desserts there. I'm going to keep on. I won't get any sleep tonight. But I won't be deserving of any of that. We should be thankful for it, right? And don't complain about it. It could be worse. So does not the mercy of God that we have received in Christ Jesus far outweigh the problems that we have? Jeremiah Burroughs, the old Puritan, said to his readers, he said, "I do not know all the afflictions that you are currently enduring, but I know your God, and I know He will do good in your afflictions." I don't know all the problems that each individual person in this room has tonight, but I know your God, and I know He will be God to you. He will be good to you in all of your afflictions. So be thankful to Him. When we give thanks in all circumstances, we are thanking the God that is sovereign over all of our circumstances. When we thank God, we are thanking the God who has planned all of our circumstances. When we are giving thanks to God, we are thanking the God who works in and through all the circumstances in our lives for our good and for His glory. We give thanks because we by faith believe that God works all things together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. I believe that. Therefore, in all circumstances, I should give thanks. We are to always be giving thanks at every time and in every circumstance, every day, we are commanded to give thanks to God. So this is not get up in the morning and grin and bear it, but in your hearts, give thanks to God for all things, in all circumstances, every day. Because when we really get down to the reality and the truth of things, the only thing that you and I deserve tonight is hell. If God sent us all to hell, we would be getting exactly what we deserve. But you know what? We're not going to hell. Say amen. Anything other than hell is mercy and grace. And we should be thankful. We should be thankful tomorrow when we sit with our families eating that food that we are not burning in the torments of hell. Because that's what we deserve. So everything other than that is the free gift of God. So do we consistently, daily, in all circumstances, express our thankfulness for the gifts that God has given us? Number three. The command, give thanks in the imperative. The consistency, give thanks in everything, in all circumstances. Thirdly, the certification. Just in case you're going to blow this off, just in case you're thinking about ignoring this, just in case you think it's the preacher trying to gain control, tell me what to do, Paul certifies it. In everything, in every situation, in every circumstance, every day, you are commanded by God to give thanks because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I know we are sort of taught by the stupidity of modern day religions to look for some mystical will of God for your life. You don't have to look for it. It's in the Scriptures. Say amen. What is the will of God for your life? To give thanks to God in all circumstances. That's one part of God's will for you. Say amen. What is God's will for me and you every day, including tomorrow? What's God's will for me tomorrow? To give thanks to God. That's His will. The command to give thanks is then rooted in the authority of God. It is according to the wise will of God. This is God's will for my life. It is God's will for your life. That no matter what happens in our lives, we give glory and praise. Notice that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? If you're not careful, you'll simply just run past that and not get the true depth of the meaning of that. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What that means is that God does not issue a command to us that He does not also empower us to obey and practice. Say amen. It is only the indwelling of the Spirit of God. Somebody help me. It is only the Spirit of God that indwells us, and only the Spirit of God indwells us because of the work of Christ on the cross. It is the indwelling Spirit that is in me that empowers me to obey the commands of God. And the Spirit is only in me because Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. We are empowered by the Spirit because we are in union with Jesus Christ. This is the will of God for each of us. He says, concerning you, he puts a personal flavor on it. It is a concerning you, it is concerning me. Put your name there. This is the will of God. Put your name there. It is God's will for each of us to give thanks. So if you are here tonight and you are a Christian, you are a believer, by faith you have trusted in Jesus Christ, if you are here tonight and you are deeply loved and you are an adopted child of God, if you are here tonight because you are saved because of Christ's death on the cross in your place and for your sins, this command is for you. And it's for you and it's for your good. The command is for you to obey and for you to practice. And being in Christ, God empowers you to do it. So tomorrow, the question is, will God be on display tomorrow at your house? Will God be on display? Will His generosity in giving us so many good gifts be on display? While we enjoy these good gifts of God, I pray that the Spirit will remind us to look away from them because they are designed to point us to Him. And may we look up to Christ and to God and give thanks to Him because it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. You see, the gifts of God should awaken us to the reality that the giver of the gifts is better. And I'm here to tell you, there ought not be any group in America that parties harder on Thanksgiving than Christians. Because we are a people who are commanded by their God to be thankful. And because we have so much to thank Him for. You know the old song, count your blessings, name them one by one. It's good to count your blessings. It's good to name them one by one. But you know what? It's even better to acknowledge where every one of those blessings came from and give thanks to Him for every undeserved kindness that He has extended toward us. Now, this is personal. I want to say to you tonight that I thank God for each of you. Each of you are a gift to me. And I do not deserve you. Your friendship to me means everything to me. And I thank God for you. you are a blessing to me. And God has given you to me. And I am grateful for God's kindness. Every day, every circumstance, even tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, give thanks to God. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand.